But I remember Jake and I used to always talk about the implication of Half-Life, that Gordon Freeman might in fact just be a really weird sociopathic mute killer who has no sense of moral consideration of any kind.
Gordon Freeman is basically actually just Jason Voorhees.
Right, exactly. Like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, he goes around, he doesn't say a word to anybody.
Right, that guy's he's just fucking covered in blood the entire game. You can't see yourself. It's like, oh, there's Gordon Freeman. Don't have much to say, do you? He's just always holding weaponry. Just, right. I don't know.
He comes up to someone, he's holding a fucking bloody crowbar. Probably has guts and shit on it. Like, he just beat people in the fucking skull for like 4 hours.
Just like, hey, Gordon!
Well, they don't want to piss him off.
Right. Hey,
this guy comes up, right. You're like, oh, hey, Gordon. How's it going?
In episode 3, the source will up its fidelity to the point that you can actually see the beads of sort of nervous sweat and the fear in the eyes.
It's like an EA Sports game when
the weird. Super sweaty football guy, the rubber mask Uncanny Valley guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. Half-Life 2 Episode 3 is going to fucking blow you away.
IGN.com. I don't know. I mean, who the fuck is this guy? Like, you go through these games, you have essentially no agency or free will. Like, you're entirely...
He's a hero, Chris. He's an American hero.
I guess he is.
He's a object of love interest's desire.
Yeah. Well, that makes it way creepier. She fawns all over this fucking fucked up psychopath.
Oh, Gordon, you just got out of this radioactive canal where you just beat up 300 zombies. Like,
you're dripping in radioactive waste.
Right.
Like,
I just want to stand near you, apparently.
It's so dreamy how you pin that guy to the wall with a red-hot rebar.
Safe place is probably behind him, so...
Yeah, it's true.
And yet she runs around with her auto pistol unlocking doors with a laser right in front of my crosshairs. I forget, it's been a really long time. Can you even hurt her at all? Or
no, he will lower his crosshairs for her.
But if you press the button, does it shoot a
bullet
at her?
Man, that's like the crazy psycho killer who has like a dog that he really loves or something that he like won't hurt.
Whoa.
You know, but he'll
a
just...
misogyny from Chris Remo of Gamasushi.com there.
Well, no, it could also be a lady.
It could be like a, you know...
Talking equivalents here? What's up with you guys?
Just saying. You know, Gordon Freeman might actually be completely fucking
crazy. He doesn't know what Alex Vance is.
He's
this guy, understand.
This guy's brain is warped.
He is
like,
some animal.
I mean, she might look like a shimmering vision.
It's a form that stops moving when he does what he wants to it.
Oh my god. Jesus.
I like that you... of crossing lines. Yeah.
that's what a true sociopathic like murderer is. It's like, oh, there's something that's moving around. I think I'll cut part of it off.
If it was you and three friends on a desert island and you had to bring two games, it would be Pikmin 2 and Halo.
If we could only share one screen?
Yes.
Yeah. I would.
If on this theoretical desert island we only had one screen to split.
Come on, that's a pretty big difference. Like,
if we didn't have a land set up on this island.
Is there a satellite network?
Just saying, it's a hypothetical question.
How is food delivered? Will we be able to live indefinitely or only until our food supply runs out?
Are there bathrooms?
All right.
Anyway.
I'll just pee on your face. How's that?
I'm not on this fucking island with you. I'm at home on the couch.
Playing a console game. Spanky McGee, certainly a real name, writes... This
fucking
is actually
horrible parents.
This is a long email, but I'm really glad he wrote it because it's interesting. He says, "Idle thumbs, chaps. I enjoyed your December 31st podcast and your Gordon Freeman sociopathic mute killer musings. Near the beginning of okay, these are going to be some spoilers, but they're not. They're kind of minor. Near the beginning of Half-Life Episode 2, Gordon and Alex walk through a train yard. They hear a robotic wail. The player, facing that way, will see a menacing robot perched on a nearby roof. It quickly disappears. Alex asks, did you hear that? Gordon probably should have replied, there was a killer robot on that roof. But he says nothing, and the killer robot stabs Alex.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. You blatantly see that guy. Yeah. It's like,
Yeah, it's not important. Later in episode...
You just go up to Alex. E-E-E-E-E-E. Please.
Fucking say
look
anything.
At the robot. E-E. Nope. Gordon's in control.
Later in episode 2.
I'm just picturing him stone-faced, just like turning his head slowly towards her. Just like, like staring. Yeah. She's like, oh, never mind.
Later in episode 2, Gordon and Alex reach a broken bridge from which they will obtain a car. An observant player will see the G-Man walking on the bridge. Gordon probably should have told Alex, look, on the bridge, there's the guy who's stalking me, who froze me for several years, who saved you from Black Mesa, and who implanted a message in your head. But he says nothing. At the beginning of episode 1, Alex wonders how she and Gordon survived the Citadel's destruction. Gordon probably should have told her how, but he doesn't. So I really enjoyed that this guy compiled additional evidence for it, because that's fucking great. Yeah. This guy, like, deserves...
Well, the killer robot is the best one.
Yeah, yeah, it is really amazing.
Gordon just watches. He does! Yeah. He just stands there.
Yeah. So I think that's a really interesting email.
This actually reminds me, Steve, of that idea that you had had for a Half-Life 2 mod where you dub in all of Gordon's thoughts. So like, yeah, when the car is flying at you, you hear the guy like, holy shit, oh shit. Like, I don't know. Hey, Gordon. Hey, sup?
Yeah. that was my... Yes, that was my idea. They would be really fun just throwing a bunch of sound files in everywhere that something crazy happens or that someone addresses Gordon. Yep. Or he's just like, did you see that shit? Holy fuck. There's zombies here. Can you believe it? You know, like, it would be incredibly amusing to me.
Yeah. Look at that crazy guy. Wow.
Yeah.
I really actually...
What happened to your leg?
Crazy stump of the pole now. Yeah, that would then give that guy the opportunity to be the silent guy who just sort of looks at you and walks away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it would turn the tables in those sequences where Alex is like, oh wow, you don't say much, do you, Gordon? He's like, wait, yeah, no, I'm right here. What? Why'd you say that?
Like, no.
Why'd you say that? And she just keeps talking.
She just keeps going. Yeah. No, seriously. Yeah, yeah. Knocking over the computer monitor in Kleiner's lab. Oh, shit. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, exactly.
He just snubs you.
Maybe Gordon Freeman is, in fact, mute, and he just doesn't know it. You know, like, he's in fact, trapped in a horrible nightmare where nobody can hear him. I mean, there's all sorts of explanations for this.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll find out in episode 3.
Yeah, God, that would be amazing.
It would be really nice and super surprising. It won't happen, like, but...
They could do a Bioshock-style...
Reveal of, oh, you were some weird homunculus the entire time.
Exactly.
Oh, spoilers.